Saturday of the 8th week of Ordinary Time, 2023. This morning we begin a section in Mark's Gospel where Jesus has arrived in Jerusalem, the political center of the country, and is walking around the temple, the religious center of the city and of the people of Israel. He has been on a collision course with the leaders of his people all along, but now the confrontation is moving to its climax. In today's passage, the three major authority groups in Israel, the priests, the scribes, and the elders, approach Jesus and challenge him about the source of his authority, exousia in Greek, and about who he thinks he is. Jesus did not answer directly, but rather uses a rabbinic device, namely, he answers the question with a counter question. He asks them about John the Baptist's authority and its source. Do they think it is from God or merely from human beings? They are screwed no matter how they answer. If they say it's from God, why haven't they trusted him? If they think it is merely from human beings, they will be going against the enormous popular view that sees him as a true prophet. So they keep silent. Implicitly, Jesus is affirming his authority as coming from God in the gift of the Spirit he received at his baptism earlier in the gospel. Let me step back for a moment and say something about authority and leadership. I take authority to be a relationship between human beings, consisting in the bestowal of power in exchange for a service. The bestowal of power in exchange for a service. The authority can be formal, originating in an appointment, a job title, and job description, and so forth, or it can be informal, which happens when someone in an organization starts meeting the expectations of others, or at least some of their expectations. Leadership is a set of activities in an organization that mobilize the group to do work that is partially beyond their present competencies, work that involves significant change and therefore significant loss, and that will therefore meet resistance from individuals and subgroups in the organization. Leadership is contrasted with management, which consists of mobilizing a group to do all those activities, however simple or complex, that members of an organization are presently competent to do. In this understanding, the term leader is avoided because of its conceptual ambiguity. And a formal authority figure can be a leader, and a nobody in an organization can start acting like a leader. In each case, the quotes leader is the individual who helps the organization to name and execute the very difficult work that the present circumstances, internal and external, demand that the members of the organization do at cost to themselves. Jesus of Nazareth lacked formal authority, humanly speaking. He had a good bit of an informal authority, humanly speaking, because he met a lot of folks' expectations by his teaching, deeds of power, and so forth. Of course, he also had to refuse to meet some expectations of folks, for example, with regard to his understanding of messiahship, his sense of what was most important in Torah, and a sense of who God's source of all, whom he called Abba, was. Good leadership from a position of authority requires holding the group together to do the necessary work that the members of the group only partly want to do. Exercising authority can invite support and can invite various forms of assassination, starting with ordinary forms of assassination, for example, ignoring the authority, all the way to physically killing the authority figure. Jesus lived and died rooted in God's source of all, a rootedness profoundly nourished by his being anointed by the Holy Spirit. He never made himself dependent in compromising ways on informal authorization his fellow human beings offered him.